This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on for Ruth Fisher, last name F-I-S-H-E-R. Place was, it's a home visit. Place was Lodges of Durand, and the date was January 13th, 2022. New paragraph. Mrs. Fisher was seen regarding back and hip pain period. She also has hypertension, dementia, and history of atrial fibrillation. Compared to history, Mrs. Fisher overall is doing really well, period. She does have some back pain, and that's chronic. And she described today more, that on today, January the 13th, of more pain on both sides, the left and right, but it seems to be worse on the right, period. She does get up and about with her walker, but not very far, period. She could transfer and stand up with the help of a grab bar and walk across her room with a walker, but would need a wheelchair for farther distances, such as a dining table, period. She had back surgery about 10 years ago, period. New paragraph, she has a history of atrial fibrillation and has a pacemaker, and she remains on Xarelto for anticoagulation, period. Her heart rate is stable with Sotal 80 milligrams twice a day, period. She denies dizziness or palpitations. Her hypertension also is controlled with amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams daily, period. Most readings are normal, a few go over 140 or 150, but she does also sometimes have a bit of dizziness when up, so I do not wish to increase her antihypertensive medicines, and most are acceptable, period. New paragraph, she denies other new complaints, period. New paragraph, review of system is negative for pain, dyspnea, nausea. Change that negative for chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, or bleeding. On examination, she was not acutely distressed or ill-appearing, but she did have a bit of pain, period. On musculoskeletal exam, the worst pain seems to be, her tendon seems to be over the right sacroiliac joint, period. It's quite tender, period. There's only slight lower back tenderness, and there's not much pain when moving her hips, period. New paragraph, vitals, blood pressure 140 or 78, pulse 72, respiratory rate 16. Head and neck was unremarkable. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gallop, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. Musculoskeletal, she could transfer and grab her walker and walk across the room, period. There's no clear-cut localized motor deficits or sensory deficits, period. New paragraph assessment of plan. One, Mrs. Fisher appears to have sacroiliitis, period. I recommend using her menthol 4% three times a day and possibly scheduling if needed, period. She may continue acetaminophen, 500 milligrams, two tablets every 8 hours, period. She gets some relief from her Arctic Relief gel, and she may continue that twice a day or more, period. New paragraph, she has hypertension, stable with amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has atrial fibrillation, stable with Sotal, 80 milligrams BID, and she's on Xarelto 50 milligrams daily for anticoagulation period. Dementia, I can't, I don't say dementia. She's otherwise at baseline, and I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Oh.